Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Today we loop.
Oh, yeah.
No the way. Loop.
We're looping.
The school board's okay with it. Shin Daddy's bringing down 4th through 6th graders. They will work as a unit. 4th grade first will start it. 5th grade, 6th grade finishes it off like that. It's Molten Lava Monday.
Whoa.
Molten Lava
Whoa.
Monday. So they are building a volcano with molten lava just to reenact the Brady Bunch when Peter built one, the one that sprayed all over Marcia and her friends. And so they're going to build a molten lava. It's a science project. So this is science.
How big is this volcano?
What's that? It's going to be, this one's much bigger than the one the Brady Bunch built. The Brady Bunch one was about 2.5-3 feet tall. This one's going to be at least 6 feet tall.
Are they going inside?
They're going inside in the lobby. They'll be building. And then when they shoot it off, molten lava. So they do the whole, what a volcano.
Yeah.
So Shin Daddy has a classroom setting. So they talk about what's inside a volcano, what makes it active, and what's going on. And so they talk through all that. Then they build the molten lava situation, and so that's gonna be kind of fun.
It's like a big cleanup project.
Do they have plastic?
They're putting plastic down first.
Right.
Plastic goes down first because also there's a chance that some of the tellers might get sprayed by some hot lava.
I wonder if that's a problem.
That'd be a problem a little bit. But
are
they know.
Signing waivers?
If they're all everyone's doing their banking because it might go off when they're doing their banking. So someone could be in there. You could
pay
be in there,
attention. It's going.
Sip when you come in. That is hot lava.
Look up. Heads.
I don't know that I'd go in.
This dip is skipping today.
What are they doing?
It's molten hot lava shooting out of a 6 foot full.
I'll be there tomorrow, I guess.
Volcano they're making for a science project, but I got to get a cashier's check from because I'm going on a trip.
I guess I'll check you tomorrow.
Come back out, and Trix is like, "Why are you covered in
don't ask.
Don't ask. Don't ask inside.
Let's just go." Please, God, let's just go.
So what's it called again?
What's that? Molten Lava Monday.
You're going to get back in the car and cover it in lava and say, don't ask questions.
Don't ask questions.
Don't want to know the answer.
You don't want to know what's going on in there.
You've taken alliteration to another level. So I always try to figure out what it's going to be, and I never would have guessed molten lava.
That was not on your checklist.
I wonder if he's going to do something with the volcano
Marbles
today.
Marbles Monday. How about that?
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to take your molten lava Monday.
Yes, okay.
Should be quite the science experiment.
Molten lava.
And they're looping. That's the best part.
And they're looping.
They're looping.
Schools will be picking up at 8:44. They pick up the fourth graders to come down for an education. They do show the Peter Brady scene, and then they start.
Do they really?
Yes. And Marcia got very upset with her friends because her friends got very upset. They had lava on them. And Marcia was like, this is actually pretty funny. Peter was the one. He couldn't get it to go. He had the battery power. Couldn't get it to go.
Peter's a middle child.
Middle child. Yeah. Yes. Yes. He's our Olivia.
So it was Bobby, Peter, and what was it?
Greg.
Was Greg. Right.
Greg. Yeah. Greg.
I wouldn't have had that.
Yes.
Thank you to Shin Daddy for a Molten Lava Monday at Midwest
Steve
Bank
Schindler.
In Creighton. 464.
I try to guess. I wouldn't have went with Molten Lava Monday.
I wouldn't have had that either. Got us both duped that one.
Molten Lava.
464-5685. Call or text as always. Now, the stool has been very slow to say must-win games for Nebraska or anybody, really, for quite some time. It's a big label that we are afraid to put on games. I think we said in the first segment, though, that we're okay with that label for Nebraska Northwestern based on the fact that this team was 5-1 last year. They lost four straight games. They get to 5-1. Nebraska was 5-1 this year. They get smoked by Minnesota. Northwestern is a team you have to beat at home. They have won four straight games, but they are not an overly impressive team. Their defense has played really good football as of late, and they're running the ball well. This is a game Nebraska has to win to get over that hump of the bowl game again and then see how good the season can be.
I think two weeks
pushes back on that.
2 weeks ago, we had Northwestern at dead last.
Yes.
We had them at dead last. And
in
now,
our rankings.
Yeah. I would say this, Northwestern looks like a very happy team.
Right.
They're having fun.
I think they enjoy going to practice. I think they like their coaches. I think they're a very happy team.
That's just wonderful.
That's what it appears like to me.
Yeah.
But this is... This is Georgia's not coming in here.
No,
this is Western. Not,
this isn't Georgia
this
coming
isn't Tennessee.
In.
Tennessee. No. But here's the issue. It looks like you don't want to get derailed is what we're talking about. Minnesota was such a jolt to you. You can't let it mess with your season. We've seen losses that mess with an entire season here. Can't let it happen. I don't know how you don't let it happen. I mean, one way is to just find a way to win. I don't think it'll be easy.
Moods in football is real.
I know.
I mean, what Minnesota looked like, and all of a sudden, they get a pick six and they win the game. That carried over tremendously. Yeah, I mean, imagine that they came into the building that next day. They felt good. They had Nebraska coming on a Friday night on Fox.
They had a big crowd.
They had all those things going.
It was a wild stadium.
It was a mood changing, and they played better than they had played all year. They played their best game.
They got it going kind of early. You saw like Malachi catch that pass early, Malachi Coleman. And you saw the way he reacted.
It meant something to him. Yeah,
yeah.
It's personal.
It was personal, and the team kind of played like that.
Oh,
like
it did.
Now you wonder. Okay, so people are always like. Asking, was the Penn State rule dalliance a distraction? It's a hot button topic. I don't know. How do you answer it? I don't know. But I know this. Minnesota is much more charged up. I wonder what I'm saying is this. I wonder if Nebraska overlooked them.
I have a hard time thinking they overlooked them. I'm sure they
really?
Were, I'm sure they were very confident. Mm-hmm. But when you say, the rule distraction, I don't know if that's what allowed a bust in protection.
Right.
I don't know if that's I don't see that where all of a
you
sudden
you hear
it's like,
that a lot.
Yeah, well, what happened? Oh, the distraction like that. Well, what happened here? Because, you know, with what was going on, I don't see that. I said before the game, I was very, staunch on that. I go, this won't bother these kids. They're just a bunch of kids that like
that
to play
Friday.
Football.
I heard you Friday.
Yeah, it's a bunch of kids like to play football. Mm-hmm. So you watched them warm up and stuff. Did it look like they didn't want to be there?
Well,
I mean,
okay. So if we're drilling down on this a little bit, no, I mean, I wouldn't. I can't tell. Where I come from on the whole conversation is how do you tell? How do you quantify it? Now, Minnesota was much. It looked like they're just more into it. I'm more of the that they were just. I don't know. I think it's possible that Nebraska was a little overconfident. That's what I think. They heard all week people talking to them like we were talking about Nebraska being, you know.
Well, when you turn the film on, I don't care how you're watching it as a coaching staff, and there are players, and you're watching the game against Purdue, you're watching that game going like, I have no idea Purdue lost this game, and you're watching Purdue rush for 250.
Yeah,
you know, Maccabees up and down the field.
It was.
You're watching that game. You're not if you're a player, you're not watching that going like, oh wow, how are we going to match up to that? Mm-hmm. How are we going to do that? What's going to happen? They didn't have a sack against Purdue. Then they had nine. I do not see that.
What you're saying is alarming to me, because then it swings the other way. Like, they're watching this film of Minnesota. They're very underwhelmed, and Nebraska's very underwhelmed by it, perhaps. And then they got overwhelmed by Minnesota. Then what must be going through Nebraska's mind right now? We watched this team on film lose decisively to Purdue, and we just got overwhelmed by them. I would say overwhelmed. The second half. Come on, second half they got bludgeoned.
Yeah, well, that long drive was that was big.
Yeah, and Nebraska couldn't do anything.
14 plays, 98 yards, just shy of 9 minutes of game time.
Yeah, 8:43.
Because 8:43. Like you said, if you look at past this game of the last five games, this team has the least amount of talent that they're playing. Northwestern does. They have less than USC.
That's the issue.
They've got less than Iowa.
UCLA.
They've got less than UCLA, and they got less than Penn State.
Okay, now here's what people listening are going to say. Hey, would Sipple, calm down. Nebraska's 5-2. Maybe it's just chalk it up to a bad night. They just won two games. You know, they're coming off two Big Ten wins. Just say, bad night. We'll be all right.
Would your pushback be, though, that Nebraska's O-line has surrendered a lot of sacks the last four games besides Maryland?
That'd be one. Could also push back and say, you didn't – I mean, you weren't exactly on a roll. I mean, Maryland was dicey.
Right. Michigan State was dicey for a while.
Those games were dicey. Michigan State now looks not very good.
They stink.
Right.
They stink.
He's pretty close to being accurate on that. They're not going to probably win a game again. They're
horrible.
I go back to, you can overreact to this stuff a little bit, right?
But yes. But at the same time right now, I mean, the only chance you have to make the playoffs is to run the table.
Nebraska?
Nebraska's got
to. I'm not thinking about the playoffs. Right.
I'm thinking about
you got to get to a bowl game.
You got to get to a bowl game. There's no chance they're not going to get to a bowl game. But then the level of the bowl game.
Right.
Is it, you know, are we New Year's Day? Are we in the Capital One bowl game? Are we in what's the matchup with what's going to happen?
I mean, can you still get to eight wins?
Oh, they can get to anything, because again, of the teams that are playing, there's no Georgia.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com. Use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com, and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. From moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners, You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
No. Alabama on the schedule coming up. You thought Penn State was it. And they're probably the worst of the last four games. I'd rather play Penn State than anybody.
They're 0-4
conference. I'd rather go to Happy Valley than I would to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
I'd rather play Penn State than UCLA.
Penn State's 0-4 conference play. It's unbelievable.
Jake makes a good point, though. Nebraska is a sort of a mess up front on offense. And I just...
You don't just fix that in one
week.
I don't know what you can do. Injuries are a problem. Rocco, we'll see what he's out for, if he's out for... significant time. Pritchett is back next game.
Yeah, Pritchett should be back.
It was the first half he had, so he's back next game. But still,
if it's a cast,
9 sacks.
If it's a cast situation on his thumb, really hard to play O line with a cast. Even at D line's really hard to play. They do it, but it's really hard to play.
And I'm telling you, Northwestern is coming in.
It'll be interesting to see.
They expect to win.
They're coming in with some guys on defense that aren't bad. They just shut out Purdue.
You know, it's really hard to hold a team without scoring.
Right.
That's hard to do. I mean, anytime, I don't care who you play.
I don't care if it's Purdue.
I don't care who you play. And if Purdue would have scored, whatever, 16, 17 points, I'd be like, yeah, it's really good defense. Great defense is 17 and below. And that's
sure.
When that number went in the 80s, that's the 17 number. You know, that's
right.
When it went in.
Then it's just, and we got to be fair, too, to the offensive line. It's not like Nebraska's just... has trouble up front. They have issues on offense.
Where is Nebraska right now in rushing?
Not
in the Big
hot.
Ten.
Not Jake. Get that.
Okay. Not Emmett. Just as a whole. Yeah.
Well, it's a strange conversation because Emmett was number two in the conference in rushing. Number two, Emmett. As a team going into this game, Nebraska was 90th nationally, 11th in the Big Ten. So I don't know. I don't know how you size it up. They don't run the quarterback is one way.
Yeah, it's still rushing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like if it's like in the passing game, you have a receiver, you're averaging, let's say you're averaging 170 yards passing, which would be horrible a game.
Terrible.
But one receiver is guys 140 a game. You're going like, well, he's number one in the country, but still
that's
overall.
Still, yeah, still
when you're looking
overall.
At no, overall.
I completely agree. Now,
but so Emmett deserved the credit. For
13th in rushing yards in the count.
Now, people raise that commitment issue. And then what happens right away in this game? So set it up. Nebraska comes into the game. Yeah, Nebraska comes into the game. Emmett Johnson had run for 176 yards against Maryland. Emmett Johnson. It's his big homecoming. This could be a big night for Emmett Johnson. First series, he doesn't get the ball. First series, no run plays. Now there was a bust. It makes me wonder if maybe the second play. I thought maybe it didn't bust. Maybe it's just a bad play. But he didn't get the ball. Now people right away are like, okay, what's the deal?
What's going on?
Wait, is that fair? I don't know. I think it's fair. In my opinion, it's fair. You're trying to set a tone, so you don't give it to Emmett. You throw three straight times. I don't get it.
I set the tone against Maryland with runs off, right away with Emmett. But I guess it's all about what were they seeing defensively from Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't know. First and 10, it was a pass to Hunter. Second down is second 7. I don't know what happened. Dylan got chased down from behind. which I thought maybe it was a broken play. I don't know. Then they threw on third and nine. But you're off to a bad start. First series, you blew an assignment on the first play. So the first play of the game, they blew an assignment.
Hard to do because it's scripted.
Right.
It's not – you never get in the huddle going, what are we going to call?
Okay,
it's
now like that
– So when you know, you've walked through it, you've walked through that play in the hotel that day.
And
you know,
so someone blew an assignment on the first play. All right. Now that – so people are going to be like, okay, see, they weren't focused. Now, why were they not – if they were not focused, why? I don't know. That's what you don't know. Everybody's going to say because of the Penn State thing. I don't know. I mean, I'm with Bill on that. The kids, I don't know how much they're affected by that.
And what do kids like to do? They like to play. And they were in a great atmosphere. That was a great atmosphere. Friday night. And playing on the road, it's sweet. It's right. Fun to play on the road. Playing at Minnesota, way better than playing at Maryland, as far as the atmosphere. Agreed, sure. Steve? I mean, Maryland's terrible.
I tell Sean that all the time. Yeah. Like, a lot of the sports writers will say, oh, see, they caught a break. They're playing Purdue and there's nobody there. I'm like, it's not really a break.
It's not a break, especially when you're used to it. Yeah. It'd be used to it like that. It'd be like all of a sudden like that. It'd be just like being like one of the greatest, you know, it's AC/DC, and all of a sudden they're playing in Detroit, you know, instead of being like 22,000 sold out, you know, in the Silver Dome, or not Silver Dome, but in the whatever, their basketball arena.
Silver Dome.
Instead of that, they happen to have, there's 800 people showed up. It's like, I don't really want to go out there and play.
Not as cool.
So when you're used to it in Nebraska, they played it. They played in KC. Nuts. Probably as crazy as it was at Nebraska at home. Because
it's a great environment.
The fans that went down.
Great environment.
Then you have a home environment. They go to Maryland. That wasn't a great environment.
No, it wasn't.
That wasn't.
It Minnesota, wasn't even close.
But if you want to play, Steve, think about it. Basketball. You went to Norfolk Friday night.
Oh, it was crazy.
It's craziness.
Yeah, they wanted blood.
Yeah, they wanted. They wanted some of a sip. Yeah.
Now, here's how about I raise this question to you guys. Okay, take all that psychoanalyst out of it. Is it possible Minnesota just jumped them? Just jumped them?
I don't think so, because it was 7-6 at halftime.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
It was 7-6. I was like, it's pretty amazing. Nebraska's still going to win by 17. That's what I felt. It's 7-6.
I felt that.
Minnesota dominated up by one. You had to feel good about Nebraska.
I did. I'm like, oh, yeah, they had all these chances to get this thing.
Reason I didn't feel good is because they were getting whipped up front, Nebraska.
And down by one.
I know, but still they're getting whipped.
I understand that.
That's what I wonder about going forward. Like,
well, there's some things that go into your head a little bit. When things aren't going great, after a while, you say, okay, it goes into your head a little bit. How you can get on a run, not a run. You know, it makes a difference. So this game hit identically, like, because I don't buy into Jake's theory, but he's probably right, because Jake's always not theory. You're always like, well, Nebraska's been through this; they've been 5-1 before.
A lot of these guys were on the team last year.
I think
the kids
don't really see it that way, because you know, the guys, that, you know, two new receivers, they weren't on the team,
sure,
so they have no idea. But still, Jake is accurate, because this is basically what happened at Indiana, even though Indiana was way worse. Mm-hmm. This game is similar to Indiana, the feel, right? Not the score, but the feel.
Similar feel.
Similar
you,
feeling.
You don't, now the good news is they don't play have Ohio State.
You don't play Ohio State next.
And Nebraska played well in that game to defend. They lost the game, but played well.
If they have to
bounce back.
Yeah. And think about Ohio State. What did Ohio State do? They watched the Indiana game, and they were just, they were asleep at the wheel. Yeah. 11 a.m. kick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was 11 a.m. kick.
So the other thing that, it bounces around in your cranium is you're looking for progress. You're kind of seeing some progress from Nebraska because they kind of stopped the close game discussion. They're winning close games, but now you get this. So now, I think people are probably a little confused. Like, is there progress in this program or not?
That's why they call this the must win Saturday. I mean, Northwestern is a beatable team. They're a fine team. It's won four straight games. Their defense is good. They run the ball well. You gotta win this game.
If you 100% agree.
If you've changed things, you win this football game.
When you talk about Bill, when you talk about a coach trying to sell progress, I don't even know if you can do it if you lose to Minnesota and Northwestern back to back. I don't know if you can sell it at that point.
No, you really can't. Really can't sell it.
We're not overreacting.
I take it back. You could sell it. You always say, well, what do you mean? They lost these two and then won the last four. You'd be like, okay, that's pretty good progress. But right now the feel. Because, I mean, Nebraska went from being talked about And I just happened to look at the AP. And I'm like, they didn't receive a vote for top 25.
They were ranked going, into the game.
25th, you know, completely unranked.
You know, and then you know, people were in an uproar because Cincinnati was one spot ahead of them. And then now they're not really in an uproar.
No uproar anymore.
Yeah, there's no uproar anymore. There's no, and they did, and also I listened on my drive home to 3 hours of a talk show all about college football. Nebraska was never mentioned.
No, we were listening to the same stuff.
And the show was never mentioned. The game was and you were listening to it on a Saturday when the game was happening the night before. But there was not one mention of Nebraska football. The weeks before, I listened to the same show. It was mentioned.
Yeah.
Callers called in from Nebraska. There was on a roll. What's going on here with everything?
So what do you do
with
Matt?
We got 30 seconds. Let's get to break.
I think you better – I mean, I think you start the offensive line has to be problem numero uno that gets addressed.
Well, again, people say we need to address this. It's getting addressed like every second. I mean, because your position coach is addressing this every day of the year. So this isn't, you know, that with other people
No, I get what you're saying.
And I'm just like, okay, I'm sure it was addressed at halftime. You know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't like, I don't know.
Can I present to you this? You got to figure out a better way to work around it then.
Agreed. And you have to say, this is what we can do.
Yeah.
This is, the part that showed up, if I'm correct on this, is that the Nebraska wide receiver screen game was non-existent. And that they didn't.
The Gopher shut that down.
And that's been, think about the plays that has been. Against Michigan State, huge touchdown. Against Maryland, a huge touchdown, right? Where they got an easy access throw, threw it sideways, and it went for 50 yards for a touchdown. So they didn't get any plays of how many explosive plays did Nebraska have?
Hardly any.
I mean,
so Minnesota shuts it down, and then they score on that play themselves. They do a tunnel screen and score on that to make, make it 31-6.
They hit Nebraska the tunnel screen. Tunnel screen.
They stop Nebraska, and they hit their own.
Dylan's like throwing it with his left hand. He's doing diving, push pass. He's going to have to whip it behind his back pretty soon if they'll start protecting him. I mean.
Well, if he throws behind his back, that'd be awesome.
Speaking of protection, three words, Bill, you don't want to hear an ITR. What?
I've been hacked!
Was the O-line hacked since Friday? I don't know.
Maybe they got hacked.
It might have.
Did they get hacked?
It's a place they could go to. You can go to. It's Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of this state. They handle all things IT and cybersecurity.
But once you hire them, do people keep them?
They keep them. High retention. 99.7% retention rate, Bill.
And the one that wasn't a retention rate was that was a family situation.
It was a death?
What's that? Sickness.
Sickness.
Sickness that led to death. The sickness that led to death.
Yeah.
And that was, and then they just shut the company down. So there's no more retention.
So no more retention.
Basically, it just... One of those
strange anomaly.
A Dairy Queen got turned into a part store, and so they didn't need the same protection.
Free consultation available at AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, it's time for Head Scratchers next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.